Welcome to Groundswell Radio, coming to you from the University of Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm David Litke, and I'll be your host for the next hour. This is the second of two special episodes for CKUW's annual fund drive, where we take a few minutes to tell you about what we do and why we think the station is a great thing to support. The two-week fund drive is a critical part of keeping this volunteer-run, community-oriented radio station on the air. We're making some progress towards our fundraising needs, but we still have a ways to go. There are many great reasons to support CKUW, and I'll be talking about these soon. But first, let's hear some great new music by Canadian composers and performers. Of course, if you want to skip over my blathering and get straight to the point, head over to ckuw.ca/donate or call us at 204-774-6877 to offer your support. For the music today, let's pick up where we left off last week, exploring recordings by some of the recent Juno nominees. Let's start with some piano music by one of Canada's foremost composers, Alice Ping-Yi Ho, performed by the marvelous pianist Catherine Dowling. Catherine performed Ho's virtuosic work, The Weeping Woman, in a recent Groundswell concert. We'll hear two tracks from the album Awake and Dreaming, entitled Eon and Cyclone. Thank you. We've just heard Alice Pingyi Ho's Aeon and Cyclone, performed by Catherine Dowling. Continuing with this special fund drive show, I wanted to make the case for why, as a community-based radio station, CKUW is an important cause to support. Since the station isn't funded by commercial means, this whole endeavor operates outside the typical capitalist approach. This means that there's no advertising, which is, of course, a great thing in itself, but this also ensures that programming isn't influenced by any outside forces. While there are plenty of broad social problems that can be traced to excessive enthusiasm towards capitalism, I specifically wanted to pull apart the idea of capitalism as it relates to the arts, specifically music and musicians. I've often thought how capitalism and the arts are such strange bedfellows. Capitalism may work just fine when we're dealing with something like manufacturing and selling lawnmowers, where it's pretty clear what we mean by productivity, market value, and such. I feel like we typically learn about capitalism using some variation of this model, and we're led to believe that these ideas can be transposed onto other realms of human activity without necessarily examining this premise critically. As a composer, I've often felt the pressures of the capitalist model, even though the basic premise falls apart with even the slightest scrutiny. For example, commissioning fees are calculated by the minute, but does this mean that a composer who writes a slow piece is a more productive, more efficient worker than one who writes a fast one? Does the worth of a piece of music instantly double if the composer decides to write a repeat sign at the end? Lots of music repeats material throughout a piece. Is it fair for the composer to be paid multiple times for each repetition? Of course, we don't have any better ways to measure quantities of music, and I know I'm being a bit facetious here. But I do think it's worth thinking about questions like, how does capitalism value the arts? How does it measure productivity and quality? What forces do capitalist pressures place on artists? If popularity is the only criterion, who would be willing to take artistic risks, explore new territory, and challenge preconceived notions? While I'm a fan of lots of different kinds of popular music, there's a certain homogeneity that results from commercial forces placed on these musicians, and certain freedoms that they are denied. As I've mentioned before, I think that communities are strengthened by a diversity of styles and approaches, and this diversity can really only flourish if there's freedom to create outside of capitalistic pressures. I prefer to think about the value of the arts as something that grows out of community engagement through the exchange of ideas. True cultural value comes about through community members listening to the other voices around them, synthesizing ideas and exploring new permutations of these ideas, then re-injecting their discoveries back into the culture. Having an active, open, well-supported arts network is what leads to artistic excellence, and this ultimately builds the cultural identity of the entire community. This is why it's so important to keep organizations like CKUW going, to provide a platform for a wide range of perspectives from the community. All of CKUW's shows are hosted by volunteers from our community, and programming is listener-driven and listener-oriented. You can help keep our arts community strong by supporting this organization. Head over to ckuw.ca/donate, or phone in to talk to a volunteer at 204-774-6877. We've got incentive packages at various levels, including high-quality hoodies, t-shirts, and toques, so check out those online as well. Let's listen to some music, getting back to some of our Juno nominees. The next work we'll hear is called Kimiko's Pearl, a ballet by Kevin Lau. Here are the first two tracks from the album, entitled Origins, A New Life, and Separations. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was music by Kevin Lau, the first two tracks from his ballet Kimiko's Pearl. If you're just tuning in, we here at CKUW are in the middle of our annual fun drive. Broadcast from the heart of Winnipeg, CKUW is a community access platform that is entirely ad-free, and Fun Drive is your opportunity to help support the station. You can phone at 204-774-6877 or go to ckuw.ca/donate and make a pledge. There are incentive packages at various levels, including high-quality hoodies, t-shirts, and toques, so check those out online as well. As you may know, Groundswell is a local organization that has been presenting concerts of contemporary music for the past 34 years. My radio program on CKUW gives me an opportunity to preview artists from our concert series and to keep you up to date on what's going on in Winnipeg and around the country. I'm always on the lookout for suggestions and ideas from listeners to help define that programming, so CKUW truly is listener-driven radio. One reason that your support is critical is that CKUW has recently experienced a reduction in its funding from the University of Winnipeg Student Association, since a cap was put on enrollment from international students. Lower student enrollment means less money for groups supported by the UofW Student Association, so we really need support from listeners like you now more than ever. CKUW is broadcast from a radio tower in the heart of Winnipeg and is programmed by Winnipeg volunteers, informed by the ideas and opinions of listeners like you. So please do what you can to help keep this local, ad-free, community-driven radio on the air and donate today. That phone number again is 204-774-6877, or you can visit ckuw.ca/donate. The next piece of music I'd like to play is a work by Canadian composer James O'Callaghan called In an Archipelago. This piece appears on an album of the same name, recorded by the fantastic musicians of Vancouver's Standing Wave Ensemble, which was recently nominated for a Juno Award. This work is in two movements, A Repeating Island and Ultima Thule. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've just heard James O'Callaghan's In an Archipelago, performed by Standing Wave. As you may know, we're doing our annual fund drive here on CKUW. This station provides a platform for the diverse voices of our community, offering a window into the rich variety of ideas, cultures, and subcultures that we are lucky to have here in Winnipeg. Guaranteed, the perspectives that you'll get from CKUW are not something the algorithm can provide. Groundswell Radio exists to support Canadian new music, and CKUW is a crucial conduit through which we can execute that mission. The station is programmed by volunteers and operates using a skeleton staff dedicated to local, community-based radio. So please get in touch to support the Canadian arts community. You can call us at 204-774-6877 or head to ckuw.ca/donate. On the website, you can have a look at all the different swag you can get for your donation. We've got toques, t-shirts, and hoodies, and you'll also get a friend's card that will give you discounts at lots of local businesses. Let's finish off our show with a few tracks from an album by Andrew Staniland, a composer who teaches at Memorial University. Here's his work, The Laws of Nature, recently nominated for a Juno. We'll be right back.
Space Analog Retro Chill. You're listening to The Wave on CKUW 90.